Okay. Hello and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Lisa.
Lisa 11.
Lisa 11. Isn't it awesome?
This one
goes up to 11. 11, 11 years of Lisa. Isn't that great, Doug?
Oh, it's not 11 years of Lisa, Tom.
Yeah, it says it right there on the slide.
No, well, that's because it's 2011.
Oh, that's totally different. So what is it then?
So this is actually the 25th anniversary of Lisa.
No. This is the 25th Lisa. The 25th anniversary would be next year.
Oh, I don't think anybody in this audience really cares about the difference.
I think you're trying to change the subject away from the fact that you forgot to buy me an anniversary gift.
We didn't rehearse that.
So it's like the 25th Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay. No laugh on that one. Okay, back to this slide. So 25 years of Lisa, that's incredible. 25 years, 1987, the first three Lisas weren't even conferences, they were workshops. And 87 was really different. DNS was brand new. We were just converting from Etsy host files.
I just realized that was my first Lisa. That's scary.
That's scary. And also in 87, so Lisa stands for the Large Installation System Administration Conference. And for the first Lisa, people typically had maybe four or five computers on like their campus or company. And so for the first Lisa, large was considered to be 10 machines.
But that's not what we're really here to talk about. We're really here to talk about what's coming up in Lisa, the future. The conference is about what you expect to learn in the next few years. So there's going to be lots of talk about technologies, virtualization, there's going to be NoSQL databases, configuration management, security, and many more things.
And we're also unique this year. We have a theme this year, which is DevOps, which is probably the biggest cultural change to happen in system administration in quite a long time.
Yep.
So the statistics you've all been waiting for. This year we had 63 paper submissions and 28 were accepted. And the number of attendees as of about 15 minutes ago was 1,219. So.
We've got a lot of people to thank, as is typical. We have the entire program committee, obviously. Would the program committee who are here please stand up? These people did a tremendous amount of work. They shepherded, refereed papers.
They helped read all the submissions.
They read all of the submissions. And we couldn't have done it without them. Thank you.
And the invited talk coordinators this year, Eileen Friesch and Ken Scar, did such a great job, they get their own slide. Stand up. Where are you? There you go.
We've got a bunch of other conference organizers, too. We've got a workshops coordinator, we've got the posters coordinator, and we've got the works in progress, and Dan Klein, of course, the inimitable Dan Klein on the training program, and our USENIX board liaison, David Blank Edelman, as well as the guru is in coordinator.
The steering committee, ever helpful. Thank you to them. And a huge, huge thanks to all the USENIX people. Doug and I have both put together other conferences, and you know, for most conferences, the chairs have to negotiate with the hotel and do all the PR and do every little thing, and it's such a luxury to have a wonderful staff that does so much for us, and really, we just had to focus on putting together a great content, and they took care of everything.
And if you like the conference to this point, it's all them. We had nothing to do with it.
Right. Yep. This conference also wouldn't happen without our sponsors. Here are some of our biggest sponsors.
Some of them you've gotten some stuff in your bag from.
So Cambridge Computer, Oracle, Google, EMC, Facebook, and Microsoft Research. And the word wouldn't have gotten out about the conference without our media sponsors.
And also bloggers.
And bloggers. We'd like to thank all the authors who submitted papers, all of you for coming, and to all of your employers for paying for you to come.
That's very important.
A little bit of housekeeping. Speakers, please show up to your session 20 minutes early and report to your session chair. Birds of a Feather sessions, you can host your own session if there's a topic that you feel is missing. Sign up for one of the empty BOF slots and you can have your own little session there.
There are still rooms available and you really don't have to have a plan. You can just show up and talk. Or make everybody else talk. It's up to you. Either way works.
And we need conference summarizers. So if you read in the USENIX magazine or newsletter in a couple months, you'll see these wonderful summaries of all the sessions. Those don't happen by themselves. We need volunteers to sit and take notes and write that up.
And it's really important. They're a little bit short. So Rick Farrow coordinates the summaries. Rick, are you here?
Rick's probably by the desk right now. But
he's probably by the desk. Okay.
We're looking for volunteers. Thank you.
But you can contact USENIX staff if you'd like to do a summary, and they can hook you up with Rick. It's not that hard.
This year, we have something new. We're using the Guidebook app, which is available for Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, and I think other things. You can download it here, and you get the full schedule. Also, for each session, there's a thumbs up, thumbs down. And we really do look at this data. So please download the app and thumb up, thumb down the sessions. Mostly thumb up, we hope.
And if you want to rate your tutorial, please, as he was saying, use those little icons.
Yeah. And also, we have a more detailed survey for the tutorials. You can find the link on the USENIX website, or we have a bit.ly shortener. And now,
know your program committee members. In the past, it's just been, these are the program committee members, we have them stand up. This year, we thought we might do something a little bit different. So we collected some pictures of the program committee members that we thought we'd show to you. Unfortunately, many of the pictures that we could find were of pretty poor quality or really, really difficult to find. So we kind of had to make do with what we had. So our first member couldn't be here today, unfortunately, but he is Mario Obejas. He's also on the steering committee. We've got Mark Roth on the program committee.
It's a little fuzzy.
We've got Federico Sacerdoti, also couldn't be here. We've got Carolyn Rowland on the committee. We've also got Narayan Desai. He's had a baby, so he might look a little different now. We've got Mark Stavely on the program committee. We've got Nicole Forsgren Velasquez on the committee. We've got Tim Nelson. I hear he's had a promotion this year.
Yes, yes, definitely. Dinah couldn't make it, but here's what she looks like just in case.
We've also got David Williamson, who's wearing his facial hair down these days, so you might not recognize him. And Andrew Hume was ready for the holidays. We also found this nice picture of Duncan and Carolyn together. They often hang out together. Little did we know, our friend Duncan is also a little bit of a chef on the side.
And lastly. Oh.
And Tom, did you know that Evelyn plays the guitar?
I did not know that.
I don't think he did either.
Okay.
And then us.
And last but not least, our liaison to the board of directors.
Always wearing a stylish vest.
There's a lot of good things happening this week. We'd like to point some of them out. The vendor exhibition or vendor show is 2 days. It's Wednesday afternoon and Thursday morning. Don't miss it. Some special things to draw you there. Wednesday at 5:30 is the happy hour, where there'll be food and stuff. And on Thursday, there'll be the drawing for the raffle. There's the passport cards. You get them stamped by vendors, and that gets you a submission into the raffle. And this year, the prize is an iPad, so awesome.
We've got the poster sessions. They're happening on Wednesday and Thursday. They'll be happening outside of the vendor exhibit this evening, and they'll also be happening in the Republic Foyer on Thursday. And you can see the accepted list of posters on the website.
Plenty of social activities this week. I mentioned the happy hour at the vendor show on Wednesday. Also, Thursday is the big reception. For those of you who are here for your first time, the reception is a big party we throw for all the attendees. You really don't want to miss it. We feed you. There's stuff to drink.
And this year's theme is
Back to the Future and the 20th. There'll be a special presentation about the 25th. Lisa, or 25 years of Lisa. And it's back after a much too long hiatus.
Yes.
The Lisa Game Show will be Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Right after the reception.
Mm-hmm. And the we already talked about Birds of a Feather session. So, and aren't there exciting things coming up in the future?
There are so many exciting things coming up in the future. Usenix has a lot of conferences, not just Lisa, as some people think. These are a list of them. You can look through, but they're on the web. You can go and see the calendar. The important thing is, support Usenix. They do a lot of good works, and there's a lot of conferences out there for a lot of people.
And the most exciting upcoming event would be, except for us, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, is next year's Lisa, and we're ready to announce next year's Lisa. We can say it. You can say it. It's okay. Okay. So. Save this date for next year. Lisa 12 will be in San Diego, warm and sunny San Diego, December 9th through 14th.
And we have a program chair.
And we are here to announce next year's program chair will be Carolyn Rowland. Stand up, Carolyn.
So if you have any suggestions,
don't tell us.
She's the woman. She can make them happen.
And now, one of my favorite parts of this morning.
Cash Awards?
The Cash Awards.
Ooh.
Sadly, we don't get a cut.
No.
Okay. We have three best paper awards to give out, and the prize is actual cash. There's a best student, best practice and experience report, and best paper. So to begin, the best paper award goes best student paper award goes to Automated Planning for Configuration Changes by Harry, Paul Anderson, and Gerhard Wicker. Harry can't be here today, but Paul Anderson is accepting it in his place. There you go. Congratulations.
You want to say anything?
Okay.
Best PER.
Oh, you introduce this one.
Yes. We've also got a best practice and experience report. These started last year, and they're a little bit less work as far as references, and they're mainly to write about practical stuff that people could use right away, or implementations of things. And this year's best practice and experience report, Deploying IPv6 in the Google Enterprise Network, Lessons Learned, by Haytham Babakar, Irina Nikolova, and Kiran Kumar Chittamaneni from Google.
And you can both come up. By the way, this year we have three new SAGE short topic books, and their paper was expanded and turned into a book. So check this out at the staff desk. And now, the best paper. Is he here? Local System Security via SSHD Instrumentation by Scott Campbell of the National Energy Research Scientific Computing Center, Lawrence Berkeley National Lab.
I got two of them stuck together. Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
We'll deal. All right, we'll straighten that out later.
And we have another kind of award, two community-related achievement awards. And to introduce them, or to introduce the first one, we have Phil Kaiser from LOPSA.
Okay. So after the basic instructions and levity they've had, it's almost sad to go into some of the history in this one. Many of you probably know a former member of our community, Chuck Yerkes. He was extremely active in mailing lists, Usenet, the conferences, pretty much any and all forums. He was one of the most helpful, most fun individuals that you ever would have met, until he met with an untimely end on his motorcycle, which he was so loved, that some of the community contacted his parents, and in honor of him, a memoriam award was created in his honor to salute those who are helpful and avid about the community in general, particularly those with a great attitude and helping as many ways as they can. I'm really happy to present the memorial award this year to someone that is active on many mailing lists, active in the conferences, despite having changed jobs and location states, has been involved with multiple local groups, helping form the local groups, as a matter of fact. Very active with some of the new forums that are popping up, such as ServerVault, and a very active blogger in the system and community. So today I would like everyone to welcome the presentation of the Yerkes Memorial Award. The Yerkes Memorial Award to Matt Simmons.
Congratulations. I've only been a member of the community for a few years, so I never got to meet Chuck, but I'm familiar with the award and with the people that it's been presented to in the past, and all I can say is Chuck must have been a heck of a guy. So thank you, I'm very honored.
The last award we have today is the SAGE Outstanding Achievement Award, and here to introduce that award is the Usenix Board Liaison, David Blank Edelman.
Hey, good morning. Okay, just checking. So it's my pleasure on behalf of the Usenix Board to present the SAGE Outstanding Achievement Award, which is an annual award that goes to someone who's done amazing stuff over time, professional contributions to the system administration world, and deserves some sort of special recognition. So the person I want to give this to is Ethan Galstad. Is he here? Are you here, Ethan? Are you still here? Let me tell you about Ethan, let me ask you this question. How many people here in this room have run Nagios? Okay, so that's the award that I think I can give him right now, but instead. So the 2011 SAGE Outstanding Achievement Award goes to Ethan Galstad, the creator and principal maintainer of Nagios. Nagios initially released in 1999, like it was a party, is free and open source software that provides monitoring and alerting for the entire IT infrastructure. As the sysadmin who nominated Ethan for his award succinctly put it, these tools have greatly improved the work experience of system administrators by providing a fully functional open source alternative, helping to prevent sysadmins from being paged unnecessarily while providing excellent visibility into server and network health. So would you please join me in congratulating Ethan on winning the SAGE Outstanding Award. And look, here it is right
there. Pretty.
I just want to say it's a tremendous honor to receive this award. As with most, I think, geeks, is that I'm typically, you know, kind of introverted. So getting recognition like this is not easy, but I really do appreciate it. I just want to say thank you to the USENIX, the LISA, and the SAGE folks for this opportunity. And I want to say thank you as well to my family, my friends, my wife, for their support over the years, because it hasn't always been easy contributing time and resources to a free project. So I want to say thank you to them. I also want to say thank you to the Nagios community worldwide. When I first released Nagios in 1999, I did it as a way, something I wanted to give back to the open source community that I had gotten so many great things from, like a free C compiler, Linux, Apache, and I felt I wanted to give something back to the community. And you know, when I released it, I thought, hey, maybe a dozen people will find this useful. So, and I, you know, I've done consulting, I've done software development, and that was the worst estimation job I've ever done. You know, based on what we have right now in statistics, we can see that there are over 1 million Nagios users worldwide. And it's because of the community's efforts and support, both in terms of advocacy and development, that Nagios has grown into what it has become. This year alone, there are over 600 new projects developed for and around Nagios. So I just feel really honored to be able to participate in something that has made a big difference for people. So thank you.